It is said that mangrove forests are able to store 3 to 4 times more carbon than terrestrial forests. That these coastal habitats are more than just buffers from tidal waves and tsunamis, they keep our climate stable. Their waterlogged soil reeking of staleness is key. Under the mud, oxygen cannot penetrate, and where there is little oxygen, the breakdown of fallen leaves, broken trunks, and dead matter cannot occur. It is a mausoleum of all the life it held before. Trapped in time, trapped in space, washed up by high tides, caught in pencil roots, reaching up for the air. It is a time capsule. Buried under layers of water and soil, water and soil, water and soil, staying intact. Refusing to turn into carbon dioxide we don't need. On a small island, space-saving storage solutions are always welcomed. Anything to get more bang for our buck, so to speak. 202 hectares of storage space, hopefully enough to hold all our grievances and keep our sins. Here, in this one and only wetland reserve, there is no buried treasure. It itself is a treasure. We are its guardians. Our job is to ensure that it remains buried, hidden under our feet, never to be unearthed. That is our salvation, sinking carbon in places it cannot escape. It has been doing it for almost 30 years. Not even a full generation yet, and we are only learning about it now. Our sky and water friends have benefited greatly. We know from history it is priceless. In the future, who knows what the returns might be. Don't tempt future generations to dig up the past here. When they do, there will be nothing to find except maybe that branch from that tree that fell that one time the waves were too strong. Or the bodies of aged crustaceans and mudskippers, all the remains of an ecosystem service we cultivated to give back to them. When you bring the next generation to visit, don't give them a map where X marks the spot. There is no buried treasure here. Remind them again and again and again. Say to them, this is the treasure. Help us grow our riches by keeping it under our feet.